continue talking about the modular system of Gary Ekman.
You talked about this 2 days ago.
I will continue. Yeah, because I didn't describe most of the modules inside the modular system. And I will highlight today the modules which are responsible to calculate the Jacobi matrix or the sensitivity matrix. So first of all, let us take a look again on the modular system. And last time we described this part and how to solve the forward modeling, and we reached...
Before you get to that, can you just talk a little bit about what's the background behind this whole modular system? Why are they doing it?
Yeah, because as I mentioned last time, it should be tested for any EM application and for any EM dimension, for any dimensionality. And for example, you can put anything inside this system to invert it. It's the main idea is to invert it, the EM data. It doesn't matter.
If someone wants to send you their finite element modeler, they send it and put it in.
For example, or the person who will send me, he can take the model and modify something inside the grid. Yes, last time I described that we used the simple structure grid, the finite differences, but with minor modification in this model, you can implement the finite element, for example, and you can solve, you can use the same solver. Okay, that's an example. Another example, for example, if you want to use control source, you have to define your application here, how to calculate your data, for example, and how the how is the relation between your data and the EM solution. Okay.
Is there any? Is it just all modeling and inversion? Is there any anything like processing?
No, it's no, just modeling. Just modeling. We reached that we managed to get the solution or the EM solution from the forward modeling, and we put it in one object. We call it E vector. So this layer in the modular system, as I said, will hide any details below this level, and to get it for the higher level. So this object contains information about the solver. It doesn't matter if it's scalar from the 2D from the 2D forward modeling or a vector from 3D empty. Okay. So it contains all this information, and just we use just one object. So the idea here to use this object and to derive an expression to calculate the Jacobi matrix, which is sitting in the higher level. And it has nothing to do with the dimensionality and the application we are going to use. So in my talk today, I will talk about these three modules, which they are incorporate together to calculate the sensitivity matrix. So before I begin talking about that, let us go over quickly over the inversion state and what we are going to do. In any inversion, we are going to minimize the mistake between the measured and the calculated data with respect with some condition, to minimize some conditions also. So we can write our cost on or objective or penalty function as following, and we introduce a regularization parameter to ensure balance between these two terms. In general, we have several scheme to solve this minimizing problem. One of them is Gaussian, for example. After linearizing the F function and some mathematical formulation, we get this expression or the normal equation, and we can solve it for model update and iterated over many iterations to modify the model. One way to solve this normal equation is the Kunigate gradient, for example. We'll use it here as a solver to solve this normal equation represented by the approximation. approximated Hessian matrix on the left hand side and the gradient on the right hand side. In this approach, we will avoid the forming or storing the sensitivity matrix by taking two forward modeling. The first one to generate this expression, the matrix vector multiplication, and the second one to take the adjoint or the transport of the Jacobi matrix. The third approach is to scale this the loop over the linearized approach within this scheme, and to take to minimize directly the penalty function. So, in all this scheme, we have to know something about the sensitivity or the Jacobi, how is the forward or the predicted data will change by changing, perturbating the model parameter. So the general expression for Jacobi matrix is the derivative, the F function with respect to the model parameter. It's the general expression. But in this case, if we will use this expression, we'll specify our application because we know D is equal Fm plus some error. So we'll avoid using this expression in general way by introducing a simple nonlinear function. They will take just the EM solution and the model parameter. So in this case, we'll use directly the electric, the EM solution. So now, by using the new expression for the F function and taking the derivative, we will reach
What's your little E? That's the electric field, or what is that?
EM solution.
Whatever it is.
It's okay, is
general
it?
General form.
Yeah.
Okay.
Electric field.
Magnetic, whatever.
Whatever. 2D or 3, whatever, because I said we generalize it in the intermediate level and it hides all this information. It has nothing to do with the dimensionality, for example, or what kind of EM solution. Because of that, we call it EM solution.
Okay.
Yeah, simply taking the derivative, we'll reach finally to this expression by taking the chain rules and defining a new matrices to describe the G matrix, as Douglas yesterday mentioned, but with some other notations for all the names of the matrices. If we take a look inside each of these matrices, for example, let us take this one, the expression which will be the easiest one to derive and to show how can we use this nonlinear functions and linearize them to cooperate just the EM solution. So to do that, we have to go one step back and to consider the forward modeling again, the equation, the fundamental equation in the forward modeling. And by taking the derivative with respect to the model parameter, I described this last time, and assuming that B will not change with the model parameter, if B will change with the model parameter, so some modification should be done. I guess Newman had traded with this problem if the B vector will change with the model parameter. But let us assume that it will be fixed, so the derivative will be zero. Simply taking the derivative and separating, we will define again a new matrix called P matrix, which will describe the derivative of the coefficient matrix with respect to the model parameter. And now we can rewrite new matrix called F, and taking the discrete forward solver and multiply it with the new matrix P. Good. Now we can write again the new expression by using this definition here for the sensitivity. Okay, this expression indicates that we have to solve, that's the forward solver. It's nothing else than by solving this equation, but with different content. I mean, these two matrices, multiplication. application, but with different right-hand side, which means that, for example, here the sources are located on the nodes or the edges of each cell in three dimension. Okay. For example, to solve it here directly, we can apply here, for example, direct solver to decompose first the S matrix, and by back substitution, we can solve for multi-right hand side. But that's not the case here now. We are going to simplify the expression again and again. Now, to linearize this nonlinear function, we can take the new function called Zeta. Okay, and it will be function of theta. What does that mean? Simply, we can take. I will define this function as an extractor. It will take the EM solution, okay, and somehow the model parameter, and to give us the, for example, the electric field or the magnetic field. So this this function, as I said, it will take the electric the EM solution multiplied with evaluation function, interpolation or evaluation function, whatever you want to call it, and to give us back, for example, impedance or electric field or magnetic field. Okay. So the first, and the number of these functionals, lambda, from 1 to k, the first numbers of them, they will indicate or they will represent the premier field, okay? And the second one, they will represent the secondary field. So if we have, let us take a simple example, 2D empty. If we have an electric field, okay, we solve that for TE mode, and we have electric field as premier field. We can apply some interpolation functions to create the magnetic field. I will show an example how to do that. So as I said, the first one, they will refer to the premier field, the second functionals of lambda will refers to the secondary field. Yeah, taking the derivative, don't bother yourself with looking for this this mathematical formulation. Finally, we are going to use this function. I will show you a simple example here, 2D empty, considering the TE mode. So let us begin from here, describing this equation. So suppose we are going to find the expression for L matrix for the transfer function zxy. Okay, so zxy is ex, the related ex to py. So we can rewrite it with our notation with theta 1 and theta 2 and this expression. So the linear function will take this form. By taking the derivative now for this expression, we will get, don't look at this, just look here. So we'll get an expression, we'll take just the EM solution with very simple functionals, interpolation or evaluation functions. Okay? So because of the generic form of E, so we reach a state where we can say, okay, L is now generic because we incorporate just the simple functionals here. Okay. In a 3D case, because we are going to solve for two polarization sources, so we can, for example, express our impedance tensor by using this 2x2 matrices related to electric field and magnetic field. The simplest way to derive or to get an expression for N matrix is to notice that any perturbation to Z cases perturbation or any perturbation in EM solution represented by E and B. Cases perturbation to Z. So we can write the perturbation formula here. And finally, we'll get also more or less similar expression as for the 2D case using simple functional field. To get the magnetic field, for example, from the electric field or vice versa. Is it okay if I'm asking? Now I will explain how can we calculate the last term in the new expression of G matrix, and it is the derivative of the coefficient matrix with respect to the model parameter multiplied by the EM solution. So in general, as I mentioned last time, we can split the S matrix by using these three matrices, A0, A1, A2, and by function represent the conductivity or low conductivity on the edges. So for the 3D MP case, as I said, S can be described as follows, and we can write A0 is the differential operator, A1 is the unity matrix, and A2 is the time dependency in the differential equation. And B from B of M as function of M is the conductivity on its. Simply taking the derivative, I notice that A0 will not depend on M, of course. We can reach to the final expression for the B matrix. And it takes just the derivative of this function with respect to the model parameter. And last time I said that if we define our model parameter for each cell independent for each cube independently, we can, and we are going to solve for the electric field on X, so we can multiply it by averaging matrix to get the conductivity on X. So by taking the derivative, that's the averaging matrix, getting the conductivity on X from the model parameter, and by taking simply the derivative, that's in linear case, in linear conductivity, we will get just the averaging matrix incorporated in this expression. I didn't manage to write a summary or just to explain all everything together. That's all. As I said, it should be to deal with any EM application, with EM any dimension. So, for example, these models, let us go back again to the beginning. Suppose now we'll take just one application, MT, okay, what we are doing. Suppose you want to solve the 2D problem, or to invert 2D in 2D. So here in this module, you can put anything, any invergence scheme in the last module. It's in the higher level and has no information about the application first and the dimensionality. Okay. So by calling the same subroutines for 2D or 3D, they will be the same argument. For example, if the okay. And if you want to change the application, as I said, you have just to define here how are you going to get here in this example I showed how to get, for example, the impedances. Okay. You can change to apparent resistivity and phase. You have to change here, define how are you going to calculate apparent resistivity and phase from the basic EM solution.
So you're
going
to have to write someone gives you their code, but you're going to have to write something that takes their sensitivities and gives you the P matrix, which is so it looks like it knows nothing about us. I mean,
that's the idea.
So if I come
away
with my plan,
advanced
plan, metal act, I'll put it into your modular system.
comes from. So it doesn't matter how many frequencies you have or where is the locations or whatever, and also the grid format. I think it's the same as Mackey's format, to be more or less more general also, because most of you use the Mackey's format.
I use my own.
Okay, we can generate what for you. No, but it's independent. This tool is it's independent.
This is a chance.
Is it possible to adapt the grid of this method? If you do some iteration, you can say that okay, maybe we actually need to go in adapt.
You mean to modify the grid or
yes.
In which part in
the
version?
Part.
Yeah, you can. You can.
I mean, automatically, not
necessarily.
You have to stop the process, but that
computer
says, like, okay, here we have a
I'm not sure.
On this. So, what parts do you actually have? I mean, how far along is this whole modular system?
It works now with 2D MP and with using an LCG.
And how do you, is it, I mean, how do you? There's some top-level program the user uses, or I mean, how does it? How do you run it?
Just simple compile it and run it. No, there is
no nice interface where you click and say, okay, I want to do 2D or I want to do this 2D.
No, these options are included in these tools. So you can, you have EDI files, bunch of EDI files, okay? So you can.
I guess I'm just trying to visualize how it all works.
Yeah, I visualize that. I mean, I did this interface.
Oh, you have an interface.
Yeah, I had.
Okay.
I did this interface.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. Okay. So it takes all the EDI files you have, generate the
like
special format, and then you can choose if you are going to use full impedance, for example, in 3D case, full impedance plus.
Is that like a MATLAB interface?
No. It's written by simple Visual Basic. To be independent from any subroutines or routines, to be standalone.